Avu mum shebegoli, mum that are open, and a yochel litan, then he can't have any tainus. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what he's arguing on. His open mumim, the husband can't tainus, like he's zicha knew about it. And since he married her, for sure he agreed to take even though she has these type of mumim. The Gemara says, Mishnah says, though, v'yemyesh merchas b'yos ir, if there's a bathhouse in this city, then Rabbi Yehuda says, then Chom say, af mum shebeseser, even a gross wounds, a mum on a body, that's hidden places of the body, is any yochel litoin. Still the husband can't have any kindness to say, like it's a mekach tois. Because for sure he has some lady friends, his sister, his mother, and since there's a public bathhouse there, people go to bathe. So for sure he told his sister, his mother, to go to the bathhouse the same time his future wife is going to go there. And for sure they checked her out. So if there was a bathhouse there, for sure the mishpacha knows already that she has those mumim. And they for sure told the husband. And since he still went and married her, we say he was miskabel. He said, "Why says these mumim I could take?" So therefore he has no right to send to make a choice. That's Rabbi Yehuda's svara. Now the Gemara says, go back to the beginning, Rabbi Meir's svara. Taima demaisi avraya. Again, he was makadish with a tenai that she does not have any mumim. At the time of kedushin, we do not know if she had or not. Just later we find out that she has. So it depends. If we find out when she's still by her father's house, then we say, taima demaisi avraya. The father has to bring a proof that she first got this mum yesterday. At the time of the kedushin, she didn't have the mum. Holoi maisi avraya. If the father cannot prove it, then we say, what? Habal mehemen? So husband has a right to say that, listen, you must probably have this mum before the time you got married, and therefore the kedushin is not chal, I'm not giving you no ksuba. So the chur Ramani, who does this go like? Rabbi Yeshua, he goes according to Rabbi Yeshua, to Yoma that says, lo mipi yonachayin, we don't believe her. Now she for sure is saying that the mumim first came yesterday. That's what she's saying. The lady itself, like, they got married a month ago, and now a month later we find out she has a growth on her body. So she for sure is saying it just happened last night. So husband says, I don't believe you. I'm afraid maybe it happened 2 months ago and you had it there before Kedushin. So master from the ratio that we don't believe her, but rather we believe the husband. And therefore, if the father can't bring a proof for sure that the mumim first grew last night, then we say the husband is right. He doesn't have to give her ksuba. So who goes according to Rabbi Yeshua that we don't believe her? Eima sefer. What does the sefer of the Mishnah say? Just the opposite. Nichna sol rishus abal. If they made nesuyin, the husband took her home into his house. And now we first discovered that she has some growth, she has some mumim on her body. So the Mishnah says, what? Habal tzorach lavi raya. That like this would believe the wife. She says the mumim just came yesterday. The husband says, no, must probably came a year ago. By the Shastam, even when I married you, you had them already. So the end of the Mishnah says, the husband has to bring a proof. But Taima, why is he believe the husband only demaisi abaraya? If he brings a proof of Edim, that they know that at the time of the Kedushin, she did not have these, she had these mumim. Then he says, I don't have to give you ksub with a get. Holomaisi abaraya, but if the husband cannot prove it, he does not have Edim, that she had these mumim, even Mishas Kedushin, then we say, Av Mehemen, nothing doing, the she's believed, the father's believed, that they say the mum first took place after she got married. Therefore, she's saying the Kedushin is Chal, and if you want to give me a get, no, you have to pay me a Ksuba. That's what the Sefer is mashma. Sefer says, so husband has to bring the proof. But if he doesn't bring the proof, then we believe her. So the Churas and the Rabbi Gamliel, it goes according to Rabbi Gamliel, to Yoma that we have before in the Afyud Gimel and the Afyud Beis, it says, Nemenes, that if the Isha says that she was Mezana with this person, and that's the one, or Mishrathan and Anasti, we believe her. It's a question even by money of the Ksuba there. We believe the wife. So Chur Tastira now Mishnah, the beginning goes like a Mishua, and the end goes like Rabbi Gamliel. It goes like Rabbi Gamliel. So Amr Rav Loz says true, Tav Rastaka true what you're saying. That Mishashana Zu, Lashana Zu, that the first two Pshatim and now Mishnah are two different Tanoim. The Reisha goes according to Rabbi Yeshua, and the Sefer goes according to Rabbi Gamliel. And whoever learned this didn't learn that.
Now the Gemara says, Amr Rav says, Loitema, don't say that Rabbi Yeshua lo yoso bosa chazaka de gufa klau. That Rabbi Yeshua never goes there for a cheskes aguf. So we just said Rabbi Yeshua says we don't believe the lady, even though she has a cheskes aguf, like over here, she was born mistama without the mum. So even though later we found the mum, it should be a cheskes aguf to say that she did not have the mum b'shas kedushin. Still we say Rabbi Yeshua says we don't believe her, but rather we believe him. So don't say the pshat from Yibishur is that we don't go bosa chazaka the goof at all. And that was the pshat from the first mission on the Yud Beis also like that. That Rabbi Shua says we don't believe when she says Mishra Stani Nanasti. We don't go after a cheska saguf. Ella, rather the pshat is like this. Kilo yozu Rabbi Yeshua bosa chazaka de gufa. When doesn't Rabbi Yeshua use a chazaka de gufa? Hechadika chazaka de mamayna. Only where it's a question of going against the chazaka of mamon, where you want to take away money from somebody else. Like over here, in our case over here, it's a question, does the husband have to pay a ruksuba or not? So Rabbi Yeshua says no, the husband does not have to pay a ruksuba. Even though she has a cheskes haguf to say that she was born without a mum, so most probably at the time of the Kedushin she also did not have the mum, still Rabbi Yeshua says these chazakat gufa is not strong enough to go against the chazakat mamayna, where you want to take away money from somebody. The same way in the Gemara in the Mishnah Daf Yud Beis is also a question, does the husband have to pay her ksuba or not? Aval heich, then Rabbi Yeshua says a chazakat gufa is not strong enough to be mitzi to take away money. Because we say rather, min asofek ha-maitzim ha-chaveri olav ha-raya. Avo, but you should know, heicha de leke chazaka de mamayna, in a case where it's not a question of money, there's no chazaka de mamayna against the cheskes aguf, also Rabbi Yeshua bosa chazaka de gufa. Rabbi Yeshua also agrees there's such a thing as a chazaka de gufa, and if you have a doubt, we also use a chazaka de gufa. And where's the case? There's a case by Negoyim like that. The Tanya will learn like this. In Beheres Koidem Liseir Lof and Tommy. It first came the white scab, the Beheres. That came before the white, the Liseir Lofen, before the white here, it's Tommy. What about though in Liseir Lofen Koidem Beheres? Let's say the white here came first, before the white spot came. Then Tor, that's not a Tumas Negoyim, these are Lochis. Now, Sofik, what about if we have a doubt, what came first? Did first come the white spot and then the hair? Or did the white hair come first and then the white spot? So Tommy, the Tanakam says, Min HaSofik, we say, tis Tommy, tis Tommy here. For Rabbi Yeshua says, no Keya, it's like dark. And the Mor says, my Keya. What does Rabbi Yeshua mean to say it's like it's dark? Or Marabba, Keya Tor, it means to say like it's like dark and to say like it's Tor. So you see, Rabbi Yeshua says, Min HaSofik. We have a Sofik here, is the person Tommy or not? See, Yeshua says, Min HaSofik, we go Bosa Chazaka the Gufa. That be, since before this, before the Nevi came about, the Guf, the person was Tor, therefore we still use the Chazaka the Gufa to say, just like he was Tor before, most probably he's still Tor right now. So that's what Rav has come to teach us, that Yeshua also agrees there's such a thing as the Chazaka the Gufa. Only where the Chazaka goes against money, to try and take away money from somebody, there Yeshua says Chazaka the Gufa is stronger. Now the Gemara says, Rav wants to answer like there's no stira between the Reisha of our Mishnah and the Sefer. Up until now we're saying the Reisha has to go according to Rabbi Yeshua, and the Sefer has to go according to Rabbi Gamliel. Now the Gemara says, no, Rav Ramar, Reisha te the new svaris in our Mishnah. Reisha goes according to everybody, and the svaris kan nimtzu the kan hoyu. We find the lady when she's still by her father's house, after the Kedushin, and now we see she has a mum. So the svara to say, kan nimtza, since we found the mum now, when she's still living by the father's house, is kan hoyu, she always had it when she was by her father's house. Therefore it's a svara to say that this mum was here even before the Kedushin. Therefore even though Rabbi Gamliel says, usually we believe the Isha, but over here there's a new svara of kan nimtza, kan hoyu, everybody agrees in the Reisha that we should say that really she had the mum before the Kedushin, and therefore the husband is Neman. Bashen Kain Seif is the case where they had Nesuyin, where she moved into the husband's house. And we first found the mum now by the husband's house. The svara also is that nami kan nimtza kavakan hoyu. We say, where do we first find out that she has the mum? Here, when she's by the husband's house. So we'll say the mum first came about right now. Mashen came before this, when she was still by your father's house, or the Shas Kedushin. Then we'll say, no, nothing doing. Most probably then she did not have a mum. And therefore we believe her, and this svara could even go according to Rabbi Yeshua also. Rabbi Yeshua would also agree to this new svara of kam nintza kan hoyu. Therefore, Rabbi once says that there's no stir with the ratio to the sefer. Rashi really said, now like that, Rashi says, according to Rava, both of them, the Reish and the Sefer goes according to Rabbi Gamliel. And that's Hilchos HaKavosai. The what the Chazaka the Gufa is Odif, and she could be Moitzi Mamin with the Chazaka the Gufa. But the reason why in the Reisha that Rabbi Gamliel would agree to say that she is not believed in the Reisha, because there's a new Svara of Kanim Tzakan Hayu. Since we find the Mumim now when she's by your father's house, and she was always by your father's house, so here we don't use the Chazaka the Gufa to say that she had no Mumim before, but rather we'll say no. The same way we find the right now that she has Mumim right now, that's a Svara to say that most probably she had these Mumim before also. So when you have this Svara of Kanim Tzakan Hayu, even Rabbi Gamliel agrees to say that she is not Neman, and therefore in the ratio we say the husband would not have to give her the ksuba. The other Gemara says, Eisvei Abaya. Abaya has a kashra on this, a kashra and rova, to prove that that's not Pshan the Mishnah from the new Svara of Kanim Tzakan Hayu. Why? Because it says, Nichnasol Rishus Abal. Let's say she already got married with Nisuyin, that she went to live with her husband. And she's living by her husband now. And now it comes out that she has a mumim. She has some wards on her body. So it says in the Braisa, Habal Tzorach Lohavi Raya, if the husband wants to say that the Kedushin is not Chal, he doesn't have to give her a ksuba, the husband has to bring a proof. That what? Sha'at Shaloy Tisaris Hoya B'mumim. He has to bring a proof that she had these mumim even before they got married, even before the Kedushin. Hoya B'mumim Elu. For hoyu mekchoy, mekach tois, and then as considered the mekach, what I bought is a tois, that you're not the one I wanted to marry, I made it tenai, that my wife should not have mumim, and since you have a mum, the kedushin is not chal. So the diik is, the husband has to bring a proof, that actually tisaris, in. It's only good if it brings a proof, that she had these mumim, even before he made the kedushin. But misha tisaris loy, Mashmah, if you can only bring Adin that they know that she had this mum after the Kedushin, when she was still living by her father's house, then loy, that's not enough proof. Then we would say no, that most probably she was a shalom. She was not a baal mum b'shas the Kedushin, and the Kedushin is chal. Is the question, according to Rav, why? V'yamai, why? Lame, according to you, Rav, it should be enough. What happened here? The husband, true maiden, Nisuyin, lived with her. And later he finds out that she has a mumin, and he brings a proof with Adin that saw she had this mumin even before, after the Gedusha, when she was by her father's house. So why isn't that enough proof? The Yamai, according to Yerova, why don't we say, Lema, let's say, Kan Nimtzu, the Kan Hoyu, since you're bringing a proof that she had the mumin when she was by her father's house after the Gedusha. So according to you, Rav, that should be enough of Kanimtz and Kanhoyu to say that she had this mumim before also, even before the Kedushin. So the husband should be nemo to say it's Nekach Tois. So Gemara says, Omalei, so Rav will answer back like this. Here it's different. Mishinasar, so you know why if he only brings the proof that she had these mumim after the Kedushin, it's not enough. Mishum diikala meima chazoka einodim shoysa b'kois elim kem poitka. Because here there's a new svara. Here we're talking about where the husband made nisuyin live with his wife. And there's a chazoka that a person doesn't live with his wife until he checks her out first. Therefore we say the svara of a high roar, that he for sure saw the mumim, vinifayis, and for sure he gave in and said, yes, I could take this mum. That's what here is not never said to make a choice. That's the pshat over here. For at Gemara Yehoch, if that's a good svara, if so then, Achloi Tisaris Nami, even if the husband goes and proves it, that she had mumin from before the Kedushin, also Luchura, why don't we say the Kedushin also should be Chal? Why? Because Bishas, he had beer with her, let's say the Svara Roh, he saw it for Nefayis, and he gave in, he was like Mechul the mumin, like he wanted the Kedushin to be Chal anyway. Elo Amrina, what do we have to say? That Ein Adam Mephayis B'mumin. No, there's a Svara to say that a person doesn't give in, doesn't get used to mumin. He can't take the mum, even though he lived with her. Still, he has a right to say, I can't take the mum. And if he proves it, that she had these mumin b'shas kedushin, we have a right to say the kedushin is not chal. See, if so, it's again Shakash according to Rava. Why does he have to bring a proof that she had these mumim even before the Kedushin? It should be enough to bring this proof that she had the mumim after the Kedushin, when she was still by her father's house. Samora says, Hochi nami chazok and other mefayis b'mumim. Here also, let him just bring a proof that she had these mumim after the Kedushin, when she was by his father's house. even though later he had Biyuvah, they lived with her, which is still say this is for a person is not Mephias B'mumin. Ella, what do you have to say like this? That it's a difference. Misha Nasarso, if we only have a proof that she has these mumim after the Kedushin, Meshum Diika Tarti, there are two reasons to say that the Kedushin should be Chal. One is Chazoka Hemad Hagufa Cheskosli. One is that she has a Cheskos Haguf, that most probably she was born without these mumim. Therefore, if we have a doubt how she was Beshas the Kedushin, we should say her body did not have these mumim Beshas Kedushin. True, you have a svar from a kan nimtza kan hoyu, which should a little bit break that chazaka, but we also have a chazaka v'chazaka in odim shoysa v'kois, helim kein boitkoi, that here the husband was talking about where he lived with his wife already, and there's a chazaka, a person doesn't live with her unless he first checks her out, that we had before, either with his kravim, he lets his kravim, lets his sister's mother look her over first. V'hai roh, for sure he saw, he knew about it, v'nefayis, and he agreed to marry her anyway. That's why the Kedushin is Chal. My Yarmit, what do you want to tell me? There's a Chazok, in order Mephayis B'mumin? No, a man can't take Mumin, even though he saw the Mumin. Still, there's a Sfor to say, he has a right to say, I can't take it, and I don't want the Kedushin to be Chal. So the Mor says,